Joey Gingerella, who was 24, was shot dead in the early hours of Sunday morning. He was apparently intervening after he saw a man assaulting a woman in the parking lot of Ryan's Pub in Groton. Gingerella had been addicted to oxycodone but was helped by his mother and stepfather to get successfully into recovery. His parents, Tammy and Joe De La Cruz, then founded the non-profit Community Speaks Out to help other families struggling with addiction. Joey Gingerella was a speaker at local high school events. Lisa Cote-Johns, who lost her own son to heroin addiction, is a co-founder and close friend of the De La Cruzes. She spoke about the loss.
I loved him so much. He was a sweetheart. We were all broken. He's a hero.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says his thoughts are with Gingerella's parents.
Words cannot express the sense of grief and tragedy that we feel at this moment for them. They have been leaders in Community Speaks Out. They were so helpful in helping to formulate the strategy at the national level that we have now adopted.
Meanwhile, 2nd District Representative Joe Courtney says Joey Gingerella was proof that there is hope to beat addiction.
It hurts because that family, but particularly Joey, has been this pretty fearless spokesman for the epidemic that's hit Connecticut and the country hard. And, by all accounts, he was, again, doing something to help another person. And that really is at the essence of the kind of person he was.
Gingerella's stepfather, Joe De La Cruz, was elected last month as a state representative for Groton. Police say they're seeking a 30-year-old Groton man as a suspect in the shooting. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.